You're listening to Expansion, the podcast for EXP agents. Expand your skills, expand your value. Here's your host, Glenn Sanford.
Hey everyone, welcome to Expansion. I'm your host, Glenn Sanford, and today I'm really excited to welcome Renee Funk of the Funk Collection in Orlando, Florida to this podcast. Welcome, Renee.
Hi there, Glenn. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today, Glenn.
Yes, Renee.
I shared. I'm a little nervous. I'm really excited, and I'm incredibly grateful to share some time with you.
Oh, excellent. Well, I am. I'm not as high on the nervous front, but I ditto on all the above. So, Renee, you've been with EXP now. It's got to be, what, 5 years, 6 years, something like that?
5 years coming up in a couple of weeks. We're about to celebrate our 5-year anniversary.
Wow. And I know you're in Orlando. You've got, I think you have some Disney in your blood somewhere, at least in your backyard. but I think there's more than that. You're always so approachable, determined, positive. It's just fun to have got to know you over the last number of years. And of course, I think when you and Jeff converted your brokerage, it was a big deal. Like that was a big deal converting the brokerage.
Well, we were a team before we came to EXP, but I think while you're leaning toward brokerage is a bit of our story is that Jeff and I were identifying that next step to create a brokerage. And we had even already picked out a brick and mortar space when our dear friend Mitch Reback came to Jeff and myself. I worked together with my husband, my favorite realtor on the planet. Mitch Reback came to Jeff and myself and said, I'd like you to take a look at this. Let's just make sure you fully understand the opportunity. And of course we said yes. And our lives were changed in that moment to know that there was an existing opportunity that looked very different to what we felt was the normal path in real estate. Create a team, build a brokerage. But is that the path we all have to take? It is not. And we were really grateful in that moment and to this day that we took a look.
Well, thank you for taking a look. And you know, to that point, you know, I was an agent, started at Prudential, now Berkshire Hathaway, went to KW, ambitious agent. And I went to KW because I liked the idea of building a second stream of income from a business perspective. And then I did go independent for a little bit of time. Well, technically, EXP was still an independent brokerage, so it's not like I didn't. It wasn't independent. But the idea was just to run an independent brokerage for a while. And I realized that financially, the independent brokerage route isn't that rewarding. I mean, it's just you're just trading expenses. I mean, it doesn't typically cost that much to be an agent at a brokerage, even if you're one of the more expensive brokerages, you're paying $20,000, $30,000 a year to be at that brokerage, which if you think about it, when you don't have to deal with all the bookkeeping, the accounting, all the other stuff, it's actually not a bad deal to begin with. But that being said, most brokerages don't really make much money. I always said, I made these statements a little bit in jest, but a little bit actually because they're accurate. If I wanted to make money, I would have stayed an agent as opposed to starting a team. If I wanted to make money, I would have stayed a team as opposed to starting a brokerage. But obviously, if you can figure out how to build something over time that's bigger than what your current constraints are, it can be really good to be with a company like EXP. And that the other phrase I say is if EXP had existed when I was an agent, I wouldn't have started it. I would have been there building it because the financial opportunities is better than building a brokerage in a typical sense.
you know, and you're spot on, and we are all very grateful that you did create this opportunity. If I look back to 5 years ago, before joining eXp, I think it's pretty intimidating to think of how much longer it would have taken Jeff and I to build what we have currently. I'm asked often, well, wouldn't you have been successful either way? Sure. We would have been successful. We're driven. We want to continue to grow and make sure those around us who choose to be in business with us have those same opportunities. However, when I look at the personal development opportunities that have existed as a part of being in the eXp Realty ecosystem, I could not be more grateful. We talk about professional development and we have all the numbers. We've grown in transactions and, you know, we've grown in agent count and we continue to grow gratefully by the way that we can serve our home buyers and sellers. But the piece I wasn't really aware of, and I really am grateful today, is that we've grown as individuals, showing up as stronger leaders and having the mentors at eXp and the group of people around us, yourself included, who've poured into us to show up in big ways. We would have never had that exposure if not for the people we choose to be in business with at eXp Realty. Something that Jeff and I remind each other of daily is I'm a forever student of life. I'm going to continue to be in student learning mode. And we've been very grateful for the mentors that pour into us. I vow to every mentor who's poured into us that we cascade that to others. And that authentic collaboration that exists at eXp is unlike anything I've experienced in my life. Therefore, creating this great opportunity to grow as an individual, to grow as a leader.
That's some great commentary. Now, speaking of personal development, you're doing something interesting this week, if I'm not mistaken. I think you might even have the book sitting there with you.
I do. Check this out, Glenn. Success Coaching Certification is going down. I'm very proud to be amidst the certification training through Success Coaching tomorrow. Will be our final day, and I will be taking an exam and graduating, if I do say so myself. It's been quite an interesting journey. Speaking of trying to focus on being a better leader today than I was yesterday, this process at Success has been a game changer.
Awesome. Well, it's interesting. Obviously, we bought Success Magazine 2 years ago. Not quite 2 years ago. It was, October, November, 2020. And, it was just the magazine. And since then we've added the coaching component. We've added a co-work company. We've got a speakers bureau. And then there's some other things that are coming down the pipe as well. But it's, when we think about personal development, one of the pillars that Keller Williams had was obviously the real estate training pillar, and so they call it MAPS coaching, and we of course have EXP University, and so when Success came along, it was like, wow, that's a personal development brand that's been around forever. It's got all the greats have been part of that brand, and they've provided content and things that we can use to actually help agents level up. So it was just a natural, and now it does give us a super credible personal development platform that we can put into our ecosystem. So it's a lot of fun to do that. Now, you were, if I'm not mistaken, you actually used to work for Disney.
I did. You are right. You said earlier, Disney's in my backyard and in my background. That is accurate.
Okay.
Jeff and I live in Windermere, Florida, which is Southwest Orlando region. We are the first town north of Magic Kingdom. For many years, we've been able to see the fireworks of Magic Kingdom from our front yard. The trees have grown. We've lived here quite some time. So now we have to stand on our tiptoes and wish the trees didn't grow the way they did. But we're that close. Disney is literally in our background. And also my background is heavily rooted in customer service, working at Walt Disney World, and I worked at Disney Cruise Line for some time. Prior to coming to real estate, Jeff, my husband, asked me for many years to consider becoming a realtor, and I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So if any of the listeners out there can relate, if you're a realtor now, I've heard the story several times from realtors who say, I wasn't planning to become a realtor. That's me. And one of my husband's forever I told you so's, he was right, is that I decided one day to take him up on the offer, get my real estate license. And what I've since realized is that the real estate industry is the most amazing and magical industry, for that I thought that realtors were in a box before I became one. I thought that there was a natural pathway that in order to become a realtor and be successful, it had to look a certain way. And what I've since realized and become very passionate about is seeing where a real estate agent is, understanding what their passion is, and being a part of that journey for them to realize they can build a real estate business based on their passions and skill set. There's no box. We don't have to fit in a box in this industry. We really can show up and build a great business combined with the areas that we are excited about, as we are all community ambassadors.
Yeah, we are. And I think one piece is there, when you look at a marketplace and you look at, you know, the number of transactions that take place in a marketplace, you can show up authentically and attract your tribe. And there's so much to go around. Yep. Some people get concerned, or they think sort of in a scarcity persona, and they tend to be, they try to be like everyone else, as opposed to be themselves. And sometimes they end up not getting the number of transactions because they're kind of operating from a position of fear rather than a position of authenticity. So I think you and Jeff are definitely authentic human beings, and that is a very attractive trait.
Well, thank you for that. I agree with you that a trap that realtors can fall into is thinking more about being like other people. And really, we're in competition with no one. We're in competition only with the best version of ourselves and who we are. And to your point, if we have a skill set or a passion, if, you know, one of our agents, Glenn, is very passionate about breeding dogs, and we have another agent who loves yoga. We have another agent who's very involved in their children's school, right? Every area of passion and every area of interest can be a space that agents can lean into, build community around, and then earn relationships to give themselves an opportunity to represent buyers and sellers, which it's amazing. We can build a business based on who we are and what we're interested in.
Now, you guys have generated a lot of leads in the business over the years. Something that happened where you were generating so many leads that you had to start to hire agents, and maybe there was some challenges or some opportunities to learn how to structure.
There were another trap that realtors can fall in. And I always like to raise my hand when I stepped into a trap and made a bad choice in my business, and hopefully make that a lesson for others to learn from. When building a team, first it was just Jeff, then it was Jeff and I. We have a website that was originally built by Jeff in 2007. So our business, by and large, has been built by organic SEO. Our first step as we continued to iterate and grow our business was, let's get a buyer's agent, which, if we're not careful as an agent that's building a business that's heavy in leads, that feels like the natural next step. Well, let's go out and get some agents. Rather, in hindsight, for those that are considering that next step, one of the first positions you can bring on to help solidify the foundation of your business is a transaction coordinator. followed by an assistant to make sure all systems and processes within the business are moving very well and that it's supported in a strong foundation, and then move toward bringing on your first agents if you're building a team.
Now, what does your team look like and how has it expanded over the years?
We are now, as a team, we have 24 agents. When we first joined eXp, we had 6 agents. In that first year with eXp, I'm not sure if I've ever shared this with you, Glenn. First year at eXp, we stayed 6 agents, closing prior to eXp, $16 million. First year at eXp, we grew to $50 million in production with the same 6 agents. And over 5 years, we are now going to close $145 million on track this year, about 300 transactions. Some amazing growth, and we get to go to work with some of the most amazing agents.
Oh, congratulations. So, and what's your financial model with your agents? Are they, what type of splits do you do with them?
I love this question about splits and the model. We've always built a model for our team that is set up in a way that will not only help agents with streams of leads and business opportunities. That's important. Oftentimes when an agent will seek out a team environment, one of the values that they're seeking are leads to mm-hmm. condense the amount of time that it takes them to grow a business. However, we've never built a culture that promotes agents to stay on our lead sources indefinitely. We've built a culture that's important to us to show agents how to build their business as well. So we have 2 compensation models. We have a compensation model for any team-generated customer opportunity that's given. And then we reward the agents with a different compensation model that is when they self-generate a customer. And our goal, and this is something that's improved because we're with eXp Realty and what you've taught us, Glenn. Our goal over time, if an agent comes to our team and says, I have no business yet, I need help. Our goal is to say, fantastic, we'll fill your pipeline with business opportunities to represent buyers and sellers. But let's build out a 12 to 24 month process that over time, we start to even out the balance. We start to fill the pipeline while showing you how to self-generate business through their SOI and through KV Core and through additional streams that they can self-generate and be rewarded with a higher compensation model for those self-generated transactions.
Oh, excellent. And so do you guys heavily rely on KV Core or do you use any other CRMs?
We came to eXp Realty already as a member of the Follow-Up Boss CRM. I love the CRM question, right? Because mm-hmm. we know that we have KV Core through eXp Realty. Every agent receives a KV Core website and solution. And we encourage all of our agents to leverage KV Core. In any Facebook group or in any group of realtors, a common question is, what's the best CRM? I'm sure you've had it before, right? And I always ask agents to consider who's asking the question in the context of the person who's dispensing the advice, because the reality is all the CRMs are amazing, but different CRMs provide solutions at a different level depending on where you are at in a point of scale in your business. And we have found that one of the other traps that realtors can fall into is spending money in real estate that is unnecessary rather than partnering with partners in real estate who will make sure that they're very efficient and focused on net income. There's a lot you do not have to spend money in your real estate business that can be provided and is, you know, pick up the phone and let's start making some calls.
Right. So was the answer Follow-Up Boss as well
yes.
as KV Core?
Okay. Yes.
Understood. I guess, there was one last question that was coming to mind, and let me see if I can remember it. As we kind of wind down here, this was it. Now, when you joined eXp, you had physical offices. Do you still run with a physical office? I think at one point you may have stepped away. Are you back with a physical office?
We've had a physical office the whole time we've been with eXp. As I was mentioning earlier, we were about to open our own brokerage. We were saved. Mm-hmm. We were saved by eXp Realty. And we've maintained that office space in Windermere as a hybrid model, leveraging the cloud office, being present in eXp World. Has been instrumental in our business, and also having a forward-facing position for agents who choose to utilize that as an option has been important to us as well. We like to give more than one option.
Awesome. Well, I know you did, I think you did stand-ups and some other things with your team in eXp World. And so using the cloud, I know was has been something that you've done, maybe still do a fair bit of, so.
We started doing, as a team, morning huddles mm-hmm. the first Monday of January 2018. I remember specifically. So we joined eXp Realty in the fall of 2017, and you and I had a conversation. We were in Fort Lauderdale EXPCon, and we had a brief conversation, and you shared with me some of the strategies you had used with stand-ups. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to that next January, we were getting our, you know, eXp legs seaworthy, and we were feeling comfortable, and we started doing morning huddles every single morning and have never looked back. And that's actually one of the things that we're pretty proud about, Glenn, is when the whole world was faced with a pandemic, obviously shook the world in a lot of ways, and many businesses, many realtors had to wake up in March of 2020 and look at the way they operated their business and say, well, how are we going to continue to build culture? How are we going to continue to stay connected with our agents? And because of what Jeff and I have built here with eXp Realty, operations were status quo. That enabled us to focus on, here's how we're going to help agents showing up for customers in a different way during a pandemic. And that's been another thing we've been very grateful for.
Well, awesome. Well, I know we can keep this conversation going for much longer, but this has been an amazing conversation. As I say, success leaves clues, and there were some really neat ones here. What would be a great way for people to either follow you or see what you're up to?
Reach out on Instagram at Renee_Funk.
So you're a big Instagram person.
I'm becoming a big Instagram person. Awesome. I'm loving Instagram.
Yeah, I'm using it more and more as well. I've found out how to curate it so that it actually gives me stuff I'm interested in, as opposed to just a bunch of random stuff. And I'm using it probably not as much as you are, but I'm enjoying it. And I will definitely follow you if I'm not following you already. I'm already following you, so.
Thanks. I think you are, but I will say you need to go look at the story from earlier. I tagged you to talk about the expansion podcast.
Well, I will go on here in just a few. Well, thanks. Thanks again, Renee. Thanks everyone for listening to this podcast expansion. And till next time, keep on trying these new ideas out in your business and see where it takes you.
You've been listening to Expansion. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday for new episodes. Thanks for being the best part of eXp.